every now and again, I see a really great tweet post on social media that I think is share-worthy, not just on my social media sites, but with you guys. And I wanted to do that today. Matt Travis, you can find him on this handle, Matt Travis Blog. He's retweeting Daniel Darling, who is saying the loss of tax exemption by religious institutions would profoundly and deeply impact the poorest of the poor. And it goes on, but that's the main gist. And then Matt retweets and says, this is 100% true. Do you know what also is true? Forcing individuals and businesses to pay high income taxes rates to a bloated, inefficient, ineffective government profoundly and deeply impacts the poorest of the poor. So true. Great point. Great tweet. We need more intellectual arguments like that. When we have high taxes, it takes away from businesses being able to invest to create products that generate wealth, that create value for our communities, for our cities, for our country. A bunch of C's there. And when the lower taxes we can get, the better the poor is going to be, because they're going to be able to afford products at a cheaper price, because the operating costs of the businesses are going to be lowered because of that they don't have to pay as many taxes. So if you truly care about the poor, then you won't want to keep taxes as high as they are or raise taxes even higher. I'm going to talk about something today that is incredibly profound or important to talk about, I should say, not profound. Hopefully God uses it in a profound way, but it is incredibly important because it has to do with the false gospel. And honestly, I never even heard of it until my wife brought it up and had some other Christian ladies talk about it. And we did some research, and it's about the Enneagram. And I don't know if you've heard about this, but you should, especially if you're married, so that you can talk to your wife about this as well. If you're a man, if you're a woman, you should know about this, because you're probably going to have friends or people at church that are going to talk about it. And a lot of people think it is something that is not. So I want to talk about it today. And before I get into it, I did share a post on my social media site about it. There's a video with a bunch of sources. I would highly recommend you go there. And if you could like it too, How to Build a Tent is the page name. That'd be really great. Appreciate the follow. But one person on the post shared that Summer Yeager and the ladies at the Sheologians actually talked about this, and they did, and I listened to it. It was really great. It was really beneficial, and I'm not saying this because they didn't do a good enough job, but this is something that we need to continue to fight at, because it's still prevalent. It's still in church. I was looking at Instagram, and my wife and I were talking about this over breakfast this morning, and there's like over 500,000 people following an Instagram handle, Enneagram and Coffee. And it's like, all I want to do is Enneagram and drink coffee or something to that effect. And it's so dangerous, guys. And it's so important that we get this right. And it's something that the business community is susceptible to, because we love finding ways to categorize our skills, which I don't think is bad in and of itself. We love finding tests to help us improve, to be better, like the Strength Finders, the Myers-Briggs. Those are great. I love those. I really love the Strength Finder. If you haven't done that one, Strength Finder 2.0 is a really great resource. So that's what we're going to talk about today. Before we do, this is How to Build a Tent. That's probably one of my longest intros ever. My name is Matt Williams. Thank you for listening to the show, sharing the show, especially this one. This is going to be a good one to share, I hope. If you want to reach out to me, especially about this topic, find me at howtobuildatent.com. You can find me on all the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. Really appreciate the follow, and also on YouTube. That'd be great. Links are in the show notes. We are part of the Fight Laugh Feast Network. If you have not already, go to fightlaughfeast.com, put an HCBT in a memo field, help support us. You'll get a mug, HCBT, how to build a tent, just like the one you can see here if you're watching live or watching on YouTube. And then also you'll get a pint glass right now, and you'll get tons of other great content. But most of all, you're going to be help supporting us and keeping us on the air and keeping us and allowing us to be used to knock down things like the Enneagram and help you be successful in this show and talk about how Christ is Lord in every other topic that we cover. So I really appreciate you guys supporting us. Don't forget about the book club. Don't forget about Reformed Jellicle. Wednesday nights live, Friday night release for the public. And if you want to support us on Patreon, you'll get to see, or you'll get early access as well to the show. Thank you for your support. Seriously, it means the world to be able to do something I love and to be supported and be able to do something that's meaningful in life. It's really great. Really appreciate it. Okay. So I want, my goal in this show is to give you high level bullet point facts about what the Enneagram is. And basically, the Enneagram is the new Gnosticism. It's come learn these secrets so that you can have a deeper understanding of yourself, of the spiritual world. It depends on the levels you get, but it is very disturbing. It comes from sources, mystical religious sources, which mysticism is not a good thing. And there's elements of divination in this. There is elements of psychological, like kinds of psychics. That's what I'm looking for. Gosh, too many of these big P-S-Y words. And it's not good. And we know that it's not good when it tries to add on to what the Bible says. And when we have verses like 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And that is the gospel, right? It is, or part of it, it is that God has supplied everything we need through his power for life and godliness. It's a real simple equation. Jesus equals all things that pertain to life and godliness. You have everything you need in Jesus. And we get in trouble when we have to have tools that have very terrible heretical backgrounds. We have a bad, we get in trouble when we add those to the equation. When it's Jesus plus my number, Jesus plus the Enneagram, Jesus plus my works, Jesus plus anything equals all I need for life and godliness, then we're changing the gospel around. And Gnostics in the days of like John were constantly trying to tell you that there's this secret knowledge that you need to have. You need to come learn this. You need to have this study and this kind of higher learning to get into the spiritual realm and to kind of transcend to the next level. And that's what this is in a lot of ways. So I want you to be informed about this. I know there's a lot of people that follow this, that do it, thinking that it's harmless, neutral, or not something that is outside of the gospel, that isn't heretical. But I hope after listening to this that you'll have a change of mind. All right, let me pull my notes up here. Okay, so there's some names of the people who founded this and how it came to be. I'm going to try to articulate them correctly, and I'll try to spell them so that you can look them up as well. Please do your research on this. So this all starts with George Gurdjieff, G-U-R-D-J-I-E-F-F. He was an Eastern Orthodox man that turned away from it and started researching other mystical religions, some mystical Islam, some Buddhism, and some other practices like that. And he taught a thing called the Enneagon, which is the shape of the Enneagram, but without the personality points, without the numbers, without the sections. Basically, he was teaching that the symbol will be able to help you learn about the universe and learn a higher knowledge. His pupil, P.D. Uspensky, O-U-S-P-E-N, like skiing, S-K-I-I, was his pupil. And he is the one who added the ideas of three areas, the heart, the mind, and instinct, that this shape would help us learn about. Then a school in Chile, Arica, A-R-I-C-A, there was a man, Oscar Ichazo, I-C-H-A-Z-O. He was an occult teacher there. And according to the video I shared on Facebook, he's still alive in Hawaii, retired. He's a retired occult teacher. Just kind of funny. And he started teaching this as an occult teacher. Red flag should be going up when an occult teacher is teaching something that we're trying to integrate into our lives as Christians, into the church. Claudio Naranjo learned about the Enneagon from Ichazo, who was teaching at that Chilean school, and who he said on video that they were once claiming that this was a historical teaching, but that they lied about it, and it was actually a higher source. And this is where the big red flag should come in, and where you should be really, really gut checking yourself if you are ascribing to this, using this in your life. He admits on YouTube, you can look it up, that he came across this 9-character source, the 9 numbers on the Enneagram, from observations of automatic writing. Now, what is automatic writing? It is a psychic ability allowing a person to produce written words without consciously writing. These words purposely arise from a subconscious, spiritual, and supernatural source. This is divination. This is practicing and contacting the spiritual world. This is when it's a word that I can't even come to mind with psychic. I'm just kidding. But that was the tough word I was trying to use earlier. And the psychic element to this, we need to run from it because God commands us to not practice these things. So right here needs to be the end of the line for us and throw it out with the garbage. It has no place in our lives. It is an psychic ability where these numbers come from. They're, you know, when people say I'm a 7, I'm a 9, Claudio Naranjo came up with this from automatic writing, which is a psychic practice to reach subconscious levels of the spiritual and supernatural world. It's very dangerous. There is an institute called the Esalen Institute that Claudio went to, and it's like a think tank, a new age psychological therapy experiments. They do those kinds of things. And this is where Bob Ox came in. He was a Jesuit priest, I believe. And he brought this teaching to the Catholic Church. He learned about it from Claudio at the Esalen Institute, brought it in to the Catholic Church, where then Richard Rohr, and this is the name that should start making this sound familiar because he's written books, who is a Christian mystic. He has a perennial teachings, which mysticism is not like the Holy Spirit working and listening to the Holy Spirit, being led by the Spirit, being held and being filled by the Spirit. That's not what we're talking about with mysticism here. It's the idea that you're tapping into the spiritual world with some kind of method learned, that we are going to be able to acquire some kind of knowledge, some kind of skill that is going to allow us to tap into some higher truth. And that is what this Richard Rohr is teaching. Now, if you listen, if you go look on the Enneagram Institute, this is what it says. It was formed to further research and develop the Enneagram, one of the most powerful, insightful tools for understanding ourselves and others. At its core, the Enneagram helps us to see ourselves at a deeper, more objective level and become and be an invaluable assistance on our path to self-knowledge. It's a path to knowing ourselves deeper. It's a path to using tools to help us be effective in our relationships. It's a way to transition and to reach into the spiritual supernatural realm. It's Gnosticism. And beyond that, beyond the divination, the Gnosticism, it's a focus on ourself. Again, if we go back to our equation, everything that we have been given through the Holy Spirit is all we need for life and godliness. For your marriage, for your business, for your relationships, for how you relate to other people, it's all found in the inspired Word of God. It's not Jesus plus anything equals those things. It's all a life of godliness. It's not Jesus plus numbers. It's not Jesus plus the Enneagram. It's very dangerous. And so we see it. It starts as a mystic teaching. It starts with divination, and it's taught in New Age institutes, and then it's picked up by the Catholic Church, and then somehow it is now in evangelical Reformed churches being taught as some historical ancient teaching of Christianity, when in fact it's mystic, it's divination, it's psychic. I don't know what is that. It's not psychology. It's psychiatric. I don't even know what it is. But it's dangerous. It's no laughing matter. And it's important because I'm looking at these Instagram accounts, like 500,000 people following it. My wife is telling me that she's hearing people talk about it all the time, and they're identifying themselves not as Christians, not as followers of Christ, but as numbers. Oh, I'm a 7 and a 5. And that's why I do what I do. We're supposed to die to ourselves, take up our cross, and follow him. We're supposed to be putting to death ourselves. We're not supposed to be studying ourselves and finding out our deeper meaning. We know what the Bible says about us. Our hearts are deceitfully wicked. We're sinful people in rebellion to God that needs to repent. We don't need spiritual divination tools. We don't need Gnosticism. We don't need mystic Christianity. We have the Holy Spirit and we have the Word of God. And we are forbidden to be practicing these things. And we need to get it out of our church. We need to call people out on this. It's not just an innocent tool like Strength Finders or the Myers-Briggs. And this is so prevalent in the business communities. We love this stuff. And those things aren't bad, but this isn't that. This is something far more sinister getting into the church, causing us to focus on ourselves instead of God and instead of others, looking for salvation in other tools, looking for help in our relationships outside of Christ. And it's something we need to reject. So let's be bold. Let's talk about this with the people practicing it, pray for them, and be lovingly calling them to repent and come back to the gospel that His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. It's Jesus, and that's all. Let's go out and be successful. We'll talk to you tomorrow.